Welcome back, everybody. The finale of Game of Thrones. A lot of craziness, man. Ooh. A lot of incest. A lot of...
Got two types of incest going on popping up.
Yeah. We got a lot of incest going on.
Some big deaths.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate death. I thought he was going to be able to make it, but...
I did too.
I kind of wanted him to, man, and I think it was bad writing, actually, but that we can get into that later. I thought it was bad writing. He was smart the whole series, and all of a sudden, he just slipping up all of a sudden. Same thing with Tyrion, though. I feel like he was smart this whole series, and all of a sudden, he ain't smart no more.
I don't know. I think that Littlefinger's arrogance took him out, and I think he really thought he was manipulating two young girls... and he was wrong. So maybe that is slipping.
I mean, I agree with your assessment. But to your point about the bad writing, he's manipulated much more, much smarter, sharper, wiser, skilled people throughout the entire series, and to be undone by two young women who caught him off the blue. It's not like as if...
They're all under 21, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. They're all in 20. I think they're all, at best, teenagers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so you got caught up by some teenagers.
Right. And in a hostile environment. Like, it was one thing to go into a situation where no one knows who he is, that he doesn't have a reputation that precedes him. The entire time, everybody in Winterfell goes, can't trust Littlefinger, can't trust Littlefinger, can't trust Littlefinger. Like, every advisor other than him that they had talked to only about how they can't trust him. Yeah. So it's like to believe that he's gained their trust just by saying some small quips, I think that was a little bit naive of him.
Well, maybe it was bad writing that recovered what would have been an even worse storyline. Because I think it would have been much worse for Sansa and Arya both to have been manipulated by him in that way.
I'm thinking he could have slipped out.
Right.
And got slipped out with the Knights of the Vale and is like, I'm getting ready to leave though, sweetheart. I'm out. Gotta go make sure the Vale is okay. And then he just kind of floats off and it comes back to wreak havoc on the low. Mm-hmm. You know, something along those lines. Or end up being like Cersei's ally on the back end for something. You know, but his death was dope because that's the same way he did Ned. You know what I'm saying? With the knife on Ned's throat. You know.
I guess it was entertaining, but I feel like for the character that we've saw these seven seasons, and for him to have the insight that he's had previously, he did not address the brand issue, which was the only issue for him to address in Winterfell.
And he knew what was up, though.
The Sansa and Arya situation was shit because once again, he knew what he had done to this particular family. Like, understanding whether or not this kid can really see the past.
Like, he should have just took out Bran.
Yeah.
Not even on it, take a Bran, just bounce.
Yeah.
Just bounce. Yeah. Because Bran might know you're going to kill him and then you're still dead. Like, just bounce.
He's not going to bounce. Bounce to do what?
Go back to the Vale.
He wants more.
Yeah, but wanting more and getting more. I mean, he sold Arya to Ramsay Bolton. Like, she's not going to forget that.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to forget that.
He was just really convinced that he could manipulate these two young women, and he was wrong.
Yeah, he was wrong like a motherfucker.
Well, the Arya coming back, I think at first, do you think he thought it was I got an opportunity? Or do you think, like, fuck, I got to figure out a different plan?
I think he said, fuck, I need to figure out a different plan. Like, she has not come back the same
young
girl. And he knew that he had to manipulate Sansa in a way that would take Arya out.
So if Arya never came, though, he felt he'd probably been straight. Like,
yeah. I mean, he thought he had Sansa wrapped around his finger. I mean, as soon as she accused him of treason and murder, he's like, let me talk to you in private. He really thought he was going to be able to take her somewhere and, like, convince her of something. I want to know how that conversation would have gone.
That's what I was thinking the same thing. Like, what would that conversation like, yeah. Just let me go. That's probably what he said. Just let me go. I'll go off. Send me to the wall. Anything.
He dropped his knees and begged too much. I didn't really like that.
That was some beast.
Yeah, I was like, man, go out like a G, man.
That was definitely... Well, I don't know. I mean,
take it on the chin, bro.
But also,
he's so manipulative. Like, you've never really seen but him you know be, what? Like, he, directly he never, confrontational and aggressive.
Just like Cersei, he's never put in no dirty work himself either, though. That's true. So, the people that never put in the dirty work, they're always the most bitch-made people, though.
I mean, he was
when
not
it come
ready.
Down to it.
He was not ready. Like, Littlefinger, like, needs some time to plan and think. Because he clearly was not ready. I mean, the way his head whipped around, like, what? Are you talking about me? Huh?
See, hold on, what?
Wait a minute. Like, he was not ready.
I got a pie pie. I got a pie pie I just ordered. I just ordered a pie pie from the back. Y'all sure?
You don't want to eat that shit in Winterfell.
Right. No, that Winterfell pie pie probably gangster. That Winterfell pie pie. I had a great
not
pie pie
Aria,
in Williamsburg. The colonial pie pies are amazing for the record.
Not if Arya made it.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But I'm just saying, in general, them pie pies, they were probably immaculate. Mm. That Williamsburg pie pie in the colonial area, I encourage any of y'all to ever go there to Williamsburg. Get the pie pie. It is amazing.
That's a Yelp review right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so you go there, it's a Yelp review. You might find my review on there. Scroll up for the black guy cheesing on there. That's me. That was a great thing. So I'm thinking he probably like ordering wine and everything. I don't know. We're going to get this done real quick. We're going to bump off Arya. Let me get my pie pie. I got wine. I mean, what else we need though? You know, shit.
You know,
I need my feet rubbed. You know.
He had some plans. I loved how slick Arya was and quick with slitting his throat, though. And she left his face untouched.
Mm-hmm.
Boo.
But this is my thing. Oh, that's
I want to see if that word get in. They cut face
well,
off.
No. My question is that, though, is the word going to get out that he's dead? For she can use that, his face.
I mean, there's a lot of people in that room.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot. It's not like it was on some low stuff in somebody's room.
That room.
That's a lot. It was a lot of people in that room.
This is true.
But then again, there's a lot of people in that room. It could be, you know, she could come back, cut that face off after other, you know, she get it by herself, and then she can hit people up. Well, I thought you was dead. I mean, obviously I'm not.
I'm here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
people true. Don't know that she has that power.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. Yeah, so, I really would have liked to have seen how the plan played out between Arya and Sansa and Bran. Like
well, they had a scene they deleted.
Was. They did?
They deleted a scene okay. Where Bran told Sansa.
Okay.
They all deleted right.
I
did, it.
I think I did read that.
Yeah, they deleted it.
I'll tell you another thing as far as writing goes. That story arc could have played out the exact same way, but they let that story arc play out for us mm-hmm. between Sansa and Arya. When they should have played it out
there's
between Littlefinger.
There's a lot of storyline.
They played it from Littlefinger's perspective, and all we saw was what Littlefinger saw.
And he just, through his visual, to
exactly.
See them talking,
then
or see them arguing, and he coming in the room, and they arguing,
exactly.
Or something like that.
Then it's a surprise. Then we can see what he thought was happening, and they're like, oh, there was these things that we didn't know. Seeing it play out from Sansa and Arya's standpoint, all it does is lead us to believe that Sansa, it was a forced got you.
Yeah,
when they
could have
had
a
more natural one by just following Littlefinger. And then because that would have been exactly the way Ned went out. We're following Ned around mm-hmm. first season. We're thinking he's going to find somewhere to figure it out.
Yeah, he's the hero.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
A hero.
And then now you bring in these, what we could consider at the time, ancillary characters, and then he's dead.
Right.
I think that would have been narratively a better way
to show,
go.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'm just interested in how the book probably deal with it a little bit better than that, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Of how they would set it up. But, it, you know.
Well, is he going to go back and rewrite these storylines? Or is
he
just going to take it somewhere completely different?
Man, it could be totally different.
Yeah, my understanding is that HBO knows where what direction he's going to go to.
And his ending. No, they know his ending.
Yeah.
So they just filled in the blanks to get you to this ending point.
But they also made some conscious decisions to deviate from
mm-hmm.
his plot. So so watching the story.
So it'll still keep people interested in getting mm-hmm.
right.
the books.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got all of Dorne. They just really wrapped up Dorne because they was just like, we fucked up with that whole storyline of Dorne.
Right.
Let's kill all these sand snakes off. Mm-hmm. That's all they did. So there's a whole storyline with Dorne.
There's another story, another way you may go with that.
Mm-hmm. And in the books, Daenerys ain't even left. She's still missing in Meereen. She's still missing. Mm-hmm. Tyrion hasn't even made it there yet in the
wow.
books.
Okay.
So that's, you know, because Jorah didn't even, Jorah has already met Tyrion in the books, but Varys wasn't with him. Because in the books, Varys is with the other Aegon, which we can get into a second.
Yeah, I heard that there was
another
person claiming
to be Aegon.
The John
Connington, right.
Okay.
Another Aegon. He claims to be the son they supposedly, the mountain threw against the wall and killed, but then Varys said that we switched out the babies.
Okay.
That is not the same baby.
Who is, and who's also not John.
Right.
Okay.
But his name is John Connington.
Okay.
But he's supposed to be Aegon, too. So that's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they never went through that storyline. Then you got the Lady Stoneheart storyline. They never. So he got a lot. People still gonna buy this and still be like, oh snap! Like
we still want to see what happens.
Yeah, Barris and Selmy still alive in the books. He's got like they said he got his own chapters in the book. These new books.
Oh wow. Okay.
So it's a lot. You know, different thing. And actually, probably make more money because motherfuckers gonna be like, especially with this year off they taking. Like,
yeah, because I was thinking about trying to read the books in the year off.
Yeah, they hefty though.
Yeah,
they hefty though. They...
I'm reading It right now, which is
a it's not it. It's 1,100 pages. I believe.
I was trying
to
read It before the movie starts.
That ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen.
It's the newer Old Testament.
Yeah,
I think it might be longer than the newer Old Testament. Like, I think it might be the old longer.
but the first couple books, they're like the baguettes in the Bible. Like they get
he get real.
He described a lot of scenes that about some real uninteresting stuff in great detail.
How far have you gotten it?
I'm about 200 pages in. So I got a long way to go.
So you haven't got to the whole they ran a train on the street.
Don't tell me nothing.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie? Or the miniseries?
I saw it.
No, the book is totally different from the miniseries, though.
I read it when I was little. I'm actually going to rewatch it tomorrow night before I see the new one.
It's not good. I rewatched it last weekend.
I still want to see it again.
Me too.
It's not good. You watched the retake. It's not that good.
It didn't age well.
No, it did not age well at all. I remember being scared as shit in this movie.
Yeah, me too.
The worst.
Really? Yeah.
It's not good.
I'm still going to watch it.
It's the worst.
I just, so I can have something to compare it to the new one.
Like in the book. Like, it's crazy. They, like, because Stephen King was going through some shit when he wrote that book. He was, like, coming off a cocaine habit.
It's definitely, drunk, it's all over the place. Gory.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I had a bookmark in it from where I tried to read when I was little. And I think I stopped at a point where I was, like, having nightmares.
Like,
so.
If this is too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Apologies. Yeah, it's all good. It's going to do well this weekend, so we'll see.
I'm going to see.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So let's go to the big summit. The Players Summit, as I call
landing.
It.
Yeah.
The Players Summit.
Yeah. I like how Dany showed up fashionably late, trying to be all intimidating with her
and
dragon.
I still don't think she should show up with two dragons.
She should have.
Just show up with one. No, that's like, this is the one I ride. It's right. Like having three cars or whatever, right. And you be like, I have you drive the other car, and then my boy riding on the back. We're like, what happened to the other Lamborghini?
Right.
Oh, nigga crashed it. You know, right. Like, it's gone. Like,
yeah, that was
nice. Oh, you ain't balling like I thought you right. was, huh?
But at the same time, I think that she's really protective, and she wants them with her so that she can watch them because she, you know, just lost her other one. But still, I mean, she could have had it around and not flying over where they were having their meeting.
I agree. Can we talk about Euron for a second?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't understand. Okay, so we learned ultimately that was a plan with him and Cersei.
And I wonder if that's bullshit, though.
Yeah.
I think Euron might be bullshitting her.
I don't think he's bullshitting her, but I'm saying I don't understand the point of that. Like, he bought, because he's a fuck, so he ball busts Tyrion mm-hmm. for a second. But
he ball busts Theon.
Yeah, which he's completely entitled to do. Yeah, but he says one zombie was the scariest thing I've ever seen after a fucking dragon just lands and drops a chick off. Like really? I'm saying, like, zombies are scary and a horde of zombies also intimidating. Uh-huh. But one zombie versus one fucking dragon, easily wins the scary contest there.
So you said he played it up too much?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck you mean? It's a dragon just there. I mean, yeah, this was disconcerting, definitely. But there was a fucking dragon here, like, just a second ago. Like, they're still flying the fuck around right now.
Yeah, and then I guess my question was, did he and Cersei have this planned already? Because at this point, they know that Jon is going to try to bring proof, but they don't know if it's real or not. So was it always their plan, no matter what happened after the summit, that...
Yeah, I think so.
That he was going to leave and pretend like...
He was
going
to figure out some way to bullshit to get out of, because she already knew... Remember before, he was like, we ain't got no forces. Remember, Jamie was talking to her, we ain't got no forces. So she had to figure out, like, regardless of how this summit go, I got to get some kind of manpower.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he just used that as an opportunity. Like, oh, whatever. Even if he showed up with a butterfly, like, I don't mean fuck with these butterflies. Do they fly to the Iron Islands?
Right.
They don't die after a couple of weeks. Right. Oh, well, you know what? I'm out. It would have been whatever it would have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter what, that was their plan.
Yeah, he was going to figure out, you know, that was his whole thing.
But I still think the timing, though, it was really dramatic. Because, I mean, whether Euron leaves now or 1 hour from now, that's no fucking difference. Because because presumably, they'll be gone doing whatever the fuck they're doing at this point. You know what I mean? Like, his his leaving at that moment, he didn't have a flight to catch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the admiral of this fucking Navy. It's like, you can wait. Like, we can wait. I can hear all the shit out. Oh, you know, mate, for all the fuck he knows, they say, you know what, hey, if you're not going to, join us or have a treaty, then, you know, execute us right here. And right. It's done. Later. Yeah, exactly. Later. Yeah, so I thought it was a little bit dramatic, you know, for him just to do the whole storm out.
It kind of goes along with his personality, though, so I don't know if it necessarily shocked
me. I mean, he came with Adidas tracksuit on, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sick of his tracksuit. He came with that tracksuit. Oh,
now
track
he got an Adidas tracksuit before he had on a velour suit.
No, velour, but then he changes it up.
Everybody had on new clothes.
Everybody yeah. was dressed to the nines. Everybody was like,
the stunt was real.
He was like, yo, I'm gonna wear my full joint with the shell tops to match. I'm wearing the joint with the shell tops to match. He's like, oh no, y'all ain't scuffing mine up with these zombies. I'm up out of here. I scuffed these new Adidas.
I would have liked more than 45 seconds of screen time from Grey Worm. When he showed up.
I mean, you know, they black, you know, so that's the way we kind of roll. That's how they do us, you know.
Yeah, the black delegation officially had to draft Jon Snow as the honorable, the honorable Negro on the show. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody else getting a burn. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a lot of reunions in this episode. Yeah. Let's start with Brienne and the Hound.
Yeah, Brienne and the Hound.
They seem to make up though.
Yeah, he was like, you know, you whooped my ass. I mean, what's he gonna say?
Respect.
Yeah, like, it's all good.
But also, one thing I like about the Hound's perspective became real right. Like, he's like, look.
Being with the religious people exactly. changed up the shit, though. He had that come to Jesus moment, in quotes, you know, with being with those people and everything, you know.
Yeah, I like the Hound. He's one of my favorite characters now. I don't see him making it to the end, but he's definitely one of my favorite
characters. He's got to kill his brother.
Yeah, they'll probably die together.
That's what I was thinking. They're going to die at the same time. They might get killed trying to fight each other.
And both of them just dead together?
Right, by something else.
I can see that. So then we also had the Hound going up on his brother Clegane. Like,
do you think he knows him? Like, is his mind still there?
I think so.
You think so?
I think it's like maybe it's like the sunken place where it's like you can see it, but like you can't do nothing for it. Because he's showing up fuck that priestess woman. Yeah. Like he's showing up put his dick out and fuck that. Right. So he ain't too zombie-ish.
And he picked up on the subtlety of her not wanting to kill Tyrion. Yeah. Right? So I mean,
he ain't he in a sunken place.
But
you
he's
know.
Following orders. I'm asking, is he still the Mountain?
I think so.
You think so? Okay.
I mean, I'm saying his father. So, for instance, when Tyrion says, kill me, and he recognizes that Cersei, he offers Cersei his blade, mm-hmm. and Cersei goes, and he goes, okay, she don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. He puts his blade up. Like, she didn't have to command him not to kill
him. Right, no, I get that. But I'm saying, when his brother is talking to him, does he recognize this is my brother?
I think so.
Okay.
Because he was staring him down, though, like, yeah. What's up? It wasn't like he was like, he didn't go straight to the sword. Mm-hmm. He was like staring him down like, we finna have the boxing match coming up soon. Like, this the weigh-in.
Hey, what you gonna do?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
And let's be honest, it's an older brother. I mean, older brother pull different mind games. You know, he don't have to act like he's scared to younger bro. You know, what you gonna do, young blood? You know, like.
Yeah, I just think he's a true zombie at this point that's being controlled by Cersei and,
Her maester.
Well, I choose to believe whatever makes me feel Clyburn, most better about a situation. I choose to believe he's not.
That'd be funny if he was like, man, I've been good this whole time. Right. I need to get up out of this bitch Cersei way. I'm halfway alive.
Then we have Theon and
Euron. Theon and Euron, man. I mean, Theon is, he's going to probably have that. He's going to boss up. It looks
he's
going
to
like.
Die.
Okay. Theon dies. Okay, can we fast forward to this scene on the beach, though? Because mm-hmm. I think we'll forget to talk about Theon about it now. That was ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
That whole fight I thought was just really silly. Like, come on, give this man a better redemption moment if that's what you're trying to do. Because I feel like everybody in the world knows that Theon doesn't have a dick now.
Well, so I think it was just a natural fight, though. That's what I think it was.
No, the man looked surprised. He tried it three times and was like, why ain't this putting you down? Like, it was just silly.
And even if you have your dick cut off, I still think getting kicked in the crotch will still hurt you.
I mean, it's not like
it's not
like crotch.
Yeah,
hurt,
yeah that's
like,
what I'm saying. It's not like it's steel down there. Yeah. Like, they plated your shit out with the steel. You know.
I'm Captain Chrome Cock.
Yeah. Captain Chrome Cock. Yeah, like, nobody, it's not like he was, you know, unless he did put a steel plate down there or some shit, maybe we find out in the next episode, he pulled that shit out. Yeah. Shit. Like, no, he pulled out a little thing, like, he put a little thing down there, like, yeah, I gotta have something down
he
there.
He got a strap on now.
Yeah, what he should do is put, like, a dragon stone strap on and go, like, just fuck them zombies to death. You know?
Oh, my God.
You didn't see that coming.
But no, but that was, like, I guess he's, My thing is that he's going the wrong way. That's what I'm wondering. Is Euron really going to Essos to pick up the gold company? Because Theon's going towards the Iron Islands. He's going to Essos.
That's even better, though. He can get to the Iron Islands, you know, break his sister out.
I'm saying, I'm saying for the storyline, it looks like he would probably like, I told that bitch Cersei, whatever.
So that's where we think Yara is, in the Iron Islands?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, particularly how Euron was teleported across that motherfucking sea.
You may even flip it on something else. You saying that he may be still going to Essos, but dropped her off at the Iron Islands and came back.
Yeah.
And looped back around. So she's just captive in the Iron Islands. He still went on that voyage to go get the gold cup.
Yeah, because it had everybody teleporting all season long. You know, Jon Snow's like 45 minutes away from the north. You know, like.
It's a drive to St. Charles. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Danny, somebody, hold up. The courier runs to the wall. Someone sends a crow down to Dragonstone. Danny hops on her dragons and gets there. And, like, I mean,
they said it was 3 days.
It's supposed to be 3 days. Yeah. But I'm saying, even then, that's a pretty quick turnaround, considering we don't know how far the courier had to make it back to the wall. And then he passed out at the wall, so they had to revive him. Then
he was going to see what's going on.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's a lot of time skips, a lot of travel time skips that happen throughout the season. So I'm saying, when Euron captured the Dornish chicks, mm-hmm. like he just happened to see them sneak up on them, you know, one afternoon when they happened to be leaving Dragonstone. Yeah. So I'm just saying that all the teleporting that happened this season, it would be easy for me to believe narratively that they just have Yara at the Iron Island, and then
he doubled back and went to Essos to pick
up. So now they have a situation where Theon thinks he can break her out and get her out and get gone before the troops come back, and then you know that there's a moment where they all clash because coincidentally Euron shows up at that exact moment. You know, blah blah blah.
Hmm. All right, so let's go back to the council meeting. So Tyrion, mm-hmm. It's a lot of talk about Tyrion lately.
About the betrayal.
Yeah. Do you think he betrayed them? That's what I'm saying. That's the discussion.
I think he betrayed her, and I'm not gonna give your idea because you stated it, but I don't think it's the betrayal people have been talking about. I'll let you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was just kind of like thinking off the top of my head earlier. I think that it's some sort of not necessarily a betrayal, but a promise that he probably cannot keep. I think that it probably has something to do with the succession plan. And I think the look that he had outside of Danny and John's door when they're finally making it was, is it true that she can't bear children? Because I think that his promise or whatever he made to Cersei has something to do with Danny not being able to bear an heir and what could potentially happen with the baby he thinks that Cersei is pregnant with.
So you say, oh, they're saying that whatever baby that is could be the heir.
Right. That there could be some sort of plan for that heir that he promised Cersei.
That would make me feel a lot better than just an outright betrayal where, you know,
he just made some deal on the back end.
But I mean, but the thing is, he had the conversation that we witnessed between him and Cersei would not have made Cersei come back outside. And then she came back outside explicitly with a plan to betray them. As she walks back out and does this whole campaign, and her plan is to betray him. Because from my perspective, she could have did that. She could have said, oh, okay, treaty. Euron's still going to get troops from the Iron Island.
It's regardless.
Yeah, like why even grandstand about I'm not going to do this?
Yeah, whatever agreement they had was not enough to convince Cersei to have any loyalty to Tyrion. Now, whether or not Tyrion knows that Cersei doesn't intend to follow through is another question.
I think he has to.
You think he does?
Because,
he's going to find out. Jaime's going to already give up the ghost.
Right, but I mean, like beforehand, when they both walk out there, does Tyrion know that Cersei is full of shit?
I think so. Because what they set us up, I feel like they don't do anything, particularly with certain characters, without a reason. Mm-hmm. They showed us Tyrion's face when Dany burned the Lannisters and he looked sad. Mm-hmm. They showed us the fear when he thought Jaime died. He was actually actively rooting for Jaime to get away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then they show him go talk to Cersei, and the entire time I sincerely believe he meant everything he said about not wanting to destroy his family and all the regret he has. So I feel like Cersei offered him redemption and he accepted it because he said earlier, Did you ever learn to lie a little, or you know, lie when it's whatever his phrase was talking about learning how to lie? I think he's going to back and sell Danny and John a bill of goods and knowing that we can't do anything about it, right? No, having them worry about it will weaken our forces going to the north, where there's a much bigger threat. And so I think he's going to go back out there and have her say the right things, just so everybody can walk away with kumbaya. And then when everyone realizes that Cersei was on that bullshit, they're going to be like, well, you know, what are we going to do? We're already here fighting this war.
Yeah, I wonder if there's more to it now, too, just kind of thinking about it, because Cersei let Jaime walk away, knowing that he was probably going to tell everybody else that Cersei ain't following through like she said she would, or knowing that Jaime is leaving because he's not happy with whatever her new plan is.
I don't think Jaime's going to snitch, though. I think Jaime's going to say, hey, look, I'm here. I decided to come right now. The army should be behind us. I don't know what happened. You know, like, I don't think he's going to...
I don't know, man. Jaime came focused. He didn't have no Lannister gear on. He had the gear on when he was, like, on his pilgrimage type shit. When he was at Brienne, he, like, if he'd have came with some Lannister gear on and armor, he came like a pauper almost. He got on, like, leather and shit, and, like, he has no armor on.
And I feel like that scene...
Like, no Lannister, so you don't know he's a Lannister unless he tells you he's a Lannister.
I think he said goodbye to her in that scene, too. Like, that was... He was like, fuck it, I'm not with this.
Yeah, I'm out.
I don't even care that you're pregnant. I'm out.
See, I think the thing is that... I think that gold company's not going to work out for her as much as she thinks it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's just the killer for her.
Of course not.
Because the gold company, you know, that's a Targaryen that started the gold company.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
It's a Targaryen bastard that started the gold company. He couldn't become... They had a Targaryen civil war. Then they said, fuck it. They one of them left, and he started the gold company. Also, Jorah, before he went to be with Daenerys, was working in the gold company. Mm-hmm. Another theory that I was thinking about, Dario Naharis could be working for the gold company. Hmm. Like, all the... Because he's still a cell swordsman.
Yeah,
the second banners... They said he still may come back. So all those second sons, he could bring them, like, man, I didn't even know. I knew what was up. We heard what was going on. And they also have a Valyrian sword.
Yeah, and I mean, somebody needs to get to them and tell them about the White Walkers.
Yeah, and like this, my thing is, I wonder if this has all been told, though. I could see her having sent stuff to Dario. Mm. Like, you know, like he still sent, you know, you broke up with a girl, you still send that 4-page letter. You know, I know where you at. You know,
particularly on some end of the world shit,
right? And like, and she's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, word, it's some Ice Walkers for real. You need me to come save you? I heard there's another man there though. You start thinking like, he's like, you ain't let him hit though yet. No, I ain't let him hit. Oh, okay.
No,
but she ain't lying because she hadn't.
Oh, she said the ladder.
Yeah, well, she said the ladder. Exactly. This is before the meeting. This is before the summit.
You can't wait. She cheated with the heart. She knew she was going to let him hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but she you know how it go.
His first game was right.
You know how a woman to do? He's like, I ain't let him hit, but she finna let him hit that weekend coming up.
And she's saving her pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. He like, shit, I know I got that shit though, man. Or they could flip it and have Dario be pissed that she got another dude.
Yeah.
They could flip it on that too.
I think he is. I mean, because you know why? Because when his offer to go to King's Landing, he said, I don't want power or fame or
Patrick.
I want you. Right, but he didn't say he wouldn't share. He was like, you get married, do what you gotta do. Get that crown.
He did say that.
Yeah, he said, get married,
do what you gotta do. I'll be a side dude.
But yeah. I think that he saw that as her doing it for power, not for love. Like, she is clearly in love with John.
Right, but he wouldn't know that from the letter, though.
Know that as soon as
he said King of the North. He said, oh, you hooked up with the King
it's
of the North.
It's going to change things if she's knocked up, too.
Yeah.
What if she's already knocked up and it might be Dario's?
Oh, come on now. No, she's been gone for
hours. Yeah, I think she's been gone
for hours. We got the speed time traveling. That might have been one day. Yeah. Coming from Marine and there. That might have been one day. That might have been just a couple of layovers. And they made it. But I think that gold company is going to be, because that Targaryen aspect, Jorah previously worked for them. Like, I think all those different things. Or Euron never went to there. And he really didn't go to Iron Islands and said, I'm not fucking with them zombies, period, and never went to SO.
I mean, real talk. I mean, the problem is they gave too many specific numbers. There are 40,000 Good grief.
Unsullied and Darth Recky?
No, I thought there were 40,000 each, Unsullied and 40,000 Darth
Recky. Yeah, but you're talking about the numbers that, 40,000 of each one of them.
Yeah. Right, yeah, so what the fuck is the additional 20,000 troops going to do?
Right.
No, like she knows, it's one of those things that, like, I can just scoop up some free shit, though, with the 20,000.
Well, no, because you may have a couple people in castles. Cersei thinks that the White Walkers are going to come in and kill all of them out, wipe them out. Most of them. And so whenever, you know, that's done, then they think that their army is going to be sufficiently depleted that she'll have enough people to defeat them.
Right, but then there's another 10,000 in the north and wildlings. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's looking at the army. I'm saying that. With
even if them half of them get wiped, they got over 100,000.
Yeah.
So even if half of them get wiped out, exactly. you still got to deal with 50 grand that's coming back. Yeah.
Exactly. That's pissed because
you got Dorne still, and you ain't even account. You could double back the Dorne,
right,
and pick them up. That's another 10 grand.
Right.
Yeah. It's a plan that I don't think is very good on Cersei's part.
Unless that 20K is only to defend King's Landing.
Less no, but 20... That 20K is legit though too. Though. That 20K is all ninjas too. Though.
Yeah, but they that 20K is like Unsullied.
They better than Unsullied.
Nah,
really?
Nah.
Unsullied.
No, the gold company is better than Unsullied. No, I'm telling you.
I don't believe
you know. You remember how dope Stannis' army was?
Yeah,
they on that level. That army he bought that was just running through motherfuckers. That's how dope saying, the gold company
you
is.
Can't. I'm saying that at the end of the day, some people. The cast and the gold company are paid to fight for people. Mm-hmm, exactly. Even let's say they're paid extremely well. Mm-hmm. Simple fact is that no matter how much you make at your job, there's a couple days you don't feel like going to work. You want to take vacation. You know they want to take vacation.
You don't leave at 2:30. You don't leave at 2:30.
You want to fix the day. The Unsullied got their dicks taken away. What else they got to look forward
to? This woman freed them too.
Yeah, but also they had dicks. What would they do on their recreation? Nothing. No dicks.
Go get help.
Yeah.
They go get
that's
help.
That's what I'm saying. So they don't do anything but train. I'm saying the Unsullied don't do anything but train. It's like they on that Goku training plan. Like, yeah, I mean, you probably got better genes here, but you're at home making babies, playing with your kids. You know what I'm doing? Training. Yeah, I'm fighting.
They, like you said, they hitting the brothels and the kids landing. Exactly. They running through that motherfucker getting fucked up, drunk and high, all kind of stuff. That's real.
Because
they here on the job. They on a company trip.
You know what they like? They like those contractors over in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know what I'm saying?
They got a volleyball net. A basketball court.
They were buying Lamborghinis and like, oh, I can't pay the taxes on it. Fuck it. Left on the side of the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, they eating too good. You can't be cold when you eat too good. Everybody that's the best at their job is always poor. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Like LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? Grew up hard. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Dunking these balls, shooting these jump shots is his way to get money.
I don't think he knew who his dad is. LeBron didn't know who his dad is.
You're one of the most famous people on earth. You know what I'm saying? Don't know who his father is.
All right.
So so Cersei, do y'all think so? Is this pregnancy thing real? I guess.
I think so. She fired. I mean, one thing.
She didn't drink in front of Tyrion. I mean, unless she's trying to play.
I don't believe that had any. Were people in what this time period is supposed to be really concerned about drinking alcohol while they were pregnant?
I think in general, I don't think so.
I think that was poor writing and trying to be a little too obvious.
You saying in general, motherfuckers to be drunk then on this?
Right, they didn't care back in that time. Like
shit, they just stopped smoking cigarettes when they was pregnant like 20 years ago.
Right,
yeah. You're fucking right. That's right. Motherfuckers were smoking cigarettes up to the 80s when they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I thought that they were trying to, those poor writing, and trying to make it way too obvious.
I thought she was maybe trying to poison Tyrion at first.
Yeah.
You know, because Tyrion, you know, after that mountain, he's like, they need a drink.
But there was no way she could have known Tyrion would have come by himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, had she poisoned Tyrion, I'd have stopped watching the show. I'm like, really? If you knew Tyrion, you know, you're going to storm off, Tyrion's going to come.
Unless, I thought about this too, that meeting was already set up, because... Especially when he and Bronn.
So you saying that she had like a raven or something? He had a raven sent on him.
Or Bronn set it up, because Tyrion was very adamant about. See, him
I think Bronn may end up leaving, and like it's another scene where he's running up on Jaime, like, hey man, don't forget about me.
I don't know. I just still think there's a little bit more to it, because Tyrion was very adamant about him being the one to go meet with Cersei, because Dany offered to go meet with him, Jon offered to go meet with her, and Tyrion was like, no, it has to be me. So I think that there's a little bit more to that piece.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think he's compromised Dany in a way that he think he can handle, and Cersei's going to use to her advantage, because Cersei is a fuck.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what was behind that meeting and what was said, but I am definitely starting to believe more now that, I don't, like I said, I don't know if I would call it a betrayal, because I don't think that that's Tyrion's intention. I think that he's trying to manipulate Cersei into something that will benefit Dany, because I think he does legitimately want Dany to rule the kingdoms.
Yeah. I don't know what I believe. I do know what I'm hoping for, and I'm hoping for... I'm hoping for him not to just flat out betray Dany. Like, if he believes Dany can have kids, and he's like, you know what, I'll raise your kid. You know, we'll bring him up. They'll be the heir. You'll land us on the throne. You'll get what you want. Like, I can see him making that deal.
Yeah.
I can see Dany being equally unokay with that deal, and Tyrion like, you know, hey, we gotta do what we gotta do.
Yeah.
But I hope he's not just flat out betraying her.
Because what would be his motive? Like, he has no sense of loyalty to Cersei, and I understand he loves his brother, but Jaime is already wavering. So what would the point be?
Well, because I think what they've shown us with Tyrion over the last four episodes was that his claims of disconnect for his family weren't necessarily as sincere as we thought they were. Yes, us as bystanders believe he has every right not to love his family, but I mean, doesn't the fact that his family, everybody hates...
I agree. I believe he loves his family, but who's left now? Jaime and Cersei. Like, he don't love Cersei.
Well, that's his. But right, but that's his immediate family. I'm saying we saw. Yeah, and we saw the Lannisters getting burned by the dragon. He grimaced. You know, he grimaced. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave his story about, you know, the Lannister kids dying. He genuinely seemed sincere in his regret and his lamentations over that. So I feel like. Maybe,
to what end? Like, what does betraying Dany get him? To join a side where the army is significantly weaker? And for what? Like, what does it get him? What does it save? Like, I understand that Tyrion has been making some poor political and, you know,
familiar redemption. I mean, if he believes that he has a chance to redeem himself because there's a Lannister baby that could exist and could be sit on the crown, sit on the throne, then, you know, and I mean, and quite honestly, we don't know how it's going to, I mean, we think narratively we know how it's going to play out above north of the wall, but we don't know what's going to happen right now.
That's true.
For all we know, by the time the Unsullied and the Unsullied get up to Winterfell, shit's gone already. As of this moment, before they left, the wall came down. We have to assume that most, if not all, the people guarding the wall are dead or dying. Right. So, you know, yeah. I mean, those wildlings, they're outnumbered 10 to 1 right now. Mm-hmm. They don't have dragon glass. They don't have dragons for fire.
Yeah, why didn't they leave them armed with something? That was bothersome.
Well, that was John's goal. John's goal was to go down and get the...
And bring it back.
He thought he
was going to
have time, but he thought he was going to have time to get back.
To kill two birds with one stone, bring the dragon glass, get the White Walker at the same time.
Yeah. I was really surprised that John didn't make a stop at Winterfell when he went north of the wall.
Yeah,
like that was an easy detour to make, and it
wouldn't have been that much out of his way.
Exactly. I was really surprised to do that.
Cersei didn't need no time. I mean, shit, it was whatever at that point.
Right. That should have been like lowest on the priority list.
John's not the best, but now this is the reason I think they'll be okay. Jaime's a great fucking tactical.
Yeah.
Person. Mm-hmm. So with him coming up there, John can just kind of just, I just do my fucking Braveheart shit. I can just do my Braveheart shit.
If he can get to the point of trusting Jaime, I don't know how they're going to develop that relationship in a way where John trusts
Tyrion's
going to
bring it on. Tyrion's going to vouch for him.
And I think John's a fuck too. Because the whole, I already bent the knee. You know, I can't break my vow. Accept your vow to the Night's Watch. Like, you literally broke the
fucking problem. This is your debt. Well, your dad died.
But also, you can't break a vow though. Like, you took a vow in the Night's Watch and you broke that vow.
But he died though. So technically, that's why he was like, I'm really dead, so I can leave. I died and came back. That's what he took. That was his. In his mind. But he also, but he broke a vow when he was hanging with the Wildlings, though.
Yeah, and when he fucked Ygritte.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has broken vows, like you said. It's just that, maybe just trying to get himself back right, you know. And he's like, man, this is my girl and shit, though, man. I'm like, he saved
him. He knew he wanted to hit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's just trying to talk as much as a pussy. That's all he was trying to talk as much as a pussy.
He looked at her, I heard this bitch pregnant. So let me go.
And her hair's still.
He a king. He like 2021. He only had sex one time in his life. He's like, man, shit, I'm gonna die north this wall. I'm gonna give me some leg before
I go. Yeah, some nice stuff. And I'm gonna give me some dragon pussy too.
Yeah.
I never had that. Even though I've had one thing, I had wild. He done had some exotic coochie.
He only had one. He hit once, twice.
Maybe let's say on en route they had six, three times.
Yeah.
I thought it was once in that cave.
Yeah. No, but I'm just assuming during the travels. After that.
I'm saying what kind of 21 year old king only smashed thrice?
That's like going to jail.
I know, right?
That's like becoming a priest early, like, and then like. You know, you fall in love with like,
fly. He's gonna get all the hoes in the north.
There you go. So, I mean, what did y'all think about the whole incest thing with them two?
I think we're so desensitized to it because of Jaime and Cersei.
We started the first episode with it.
Like the first 10 minutes of that show was incest.
So one thing I will say that I appreciated about the writing this season, like as much as they rushed all of the travel and it seems like people are teleporting everywhere, I think they did a decent job of developing the relationship between Dany and Jon. Because like they had a lot of screen time together, you could really see how their relationship developed. Because if it just like rushed right into this love at first sight, now we're consummating our relationship, I wouldn't have bought it. But I think that the fans were able to get over the fact that they are aunt and nephew, and you know that they are on opposite sides because we got to see their relationship develop.
Yeah, and then how it came together, kind of different.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I didn't like about it. Like, don't try to soft sell me on incest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that shit's wrong. Just because I want to see Danny's titties one more time before the season went off.
She said she's done. You didn't see
him. Oh, really?
She's not doing frontal. She's not doing nudity anymore.
So that's a body double.
Mm-hmm. No, I think in that scene it was her, but you don't actually see anything.
I thought I saw some titties.
I did
you
too.
Might have seen some side. I thought I saw some titty meat.
No, I thought I saw some full on titties.
Yeah. No, you didn't. I'm gonna go back and watch.
Google Danny's titties.
You did see John's ass, and he been on his squat game.
Woo. Look at you. This is a male dominated show.
Whatever. You know John's booty look good.
I wasn't looking at his booty to even know.
Yes, you were.
I'm looking for the titties.
What a remote. I'm very fast forward.
No, don't do that. No, but this is my thing with their relationship is the Targaryens are known for incest. Cool, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is a more forward question about what's going on in the future. So I'll hold that question. So let's go to the wall.
Uh-huh.
When that dragon came around.
Yeah.
That motherfucker was coming out there like motherfucking, Usain Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
He was fast. He had gall on him, though. He was faster than a normal dragon. Yeah. So he could probably actually fight both of them on the dolo because he was that fast. He was whipping it. Maybe not Drogon because Drogon's so big, he might be able to whip around Drogon because Drogon's just big as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was that blue flames or ice?
It was blue
ice?
Fire. I think it was blue fire, which is the hottest.
Some people are trying to say it's ice. It's not ice.
No, it's fire. Fire. The writers even said it was fire. Yeah. That it's blue fire.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out what I think about this theory that Bran is the Night King.
See, man, that would be weak as hell to me if he is.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I think that the White Walkers are kind of a mirror of the living.
That's what I feel the same way.
I don't think that he is the Night King. I think they have similar powers and foresight, but I don't think that he is the Night King.
Yeah, because they really pushing that. And if I'm George R. Martin, even if I did plan him to be Night King, I would just flip that shit. Fuck it.
Yeah.
At this point, I could rewrite this motherfucker. Y'all all think that's what we doing. We all think the Night King is. Because mm-hmm. Remember, we all thought Tyrion may be a Targaryen. They flipped that shit up on us real quick, too. Like
mm-hmm. He very well still could be.
He could be, but the third dragon falling down.
I think that the opportunity is still there to make that a story. But I definitely think the Night King has powers similar to Bran because he is very cool, calm, and collected. Like, he mm-hmm. already knows how this is going to play out. Like, they're marching towards the wall, knowing that the wall has powers to keep them out, But I think he knows that he's going to get some sort of weapon, the dragon, to break it down. Because they're still marching towards it, and he knows, like, what's going to happen. That there's this battle that's going to come about.
And he's got millions of people, too, man. That wasn't even all the zombies at that lake scene. Because you ain't seen none of the giants.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's got more white walkers that are actually with him, too. You got to remember all these babies that were sacrificed over the time, over years that people didn't know about. Right. He got those, too. Like, he's just deep for, like, no reason.
Do you think that Gilly's son is going to play any sort of role in all this? Because they could have gotten rid of that baby a long time ago. Or just not shown him, because it's like he could be such an insignificant character.
Like the daughter on power.
And Gilly could be too, like such an insignificant character that, you know, I don't know, since he was a child that was supposed to be sacrificed, I don't know. Like, I just wonder if that is going to play a role in any part.
I hope not.
Six.
But they're long episodes.
And 30. They have movies.
Like
every
this
one of them.
Yeah, this is a long episode, and I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have enough patience with just six episodes to spend any time on Gilly.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully, he has like a heart attack off screen.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're keeping some ancillary characters around, I think, for a reason.
I think they kill them.
More red shirt.
Something else to like make you like, oh, okay, somebody died this episode.
You know, maybe like her and that child's death gives Sam some balls. You know, he goes stab a White Walker in the back, kill another or something.
What was sacrificing the babies doing, like for the wildlings?
I think it was
that was the Night's Watch.
Oh, okay. What was
they
like
were stealing them?
They were stealing them.
Well, they were having sex with the wildlings. Remember in Havoc? Remember the guy that
right,
was doing
but I'm
it?
Saying,
he
like,
had
what
like
was
10
the,
kids.
Right. What was the purpose of sacrificing them?
To keep them off of our ass.
Right. Having them come and murder us and kill us.
Yeah, keep them off our ass.
Them all the boys, right?
Yeah, all the boys.
And I just want to know like how that agreement came about. Is this something
that's
the
whole?
In the
see,
book?
Not, you know, no, they do not talk about how that agreement came up.
Because I don't know. I just think there's something more to that.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be explored though. Like how do you meet with the Night King? Like
up with this arrangement?
Like, do you just put a kid out there and it's like, I'm going to put a kid out here and see what happened. And like, oh, that's what happened. Oh, and they ain't fucking with it? Okay. And they turn around? Oh, bring more kids. And let's just, and then, oh, we brought a girl out. They ain't fuck with it. Somebody got killed. We got to keep it boys. Like, is it a process of elimination situation? Or, so before we go to predictions for next year, the whole Bran and Samwell.
Yeah.
Basically, Samwell's like, this motherfucker weird. Like,
and Samwell's like, okay, you're the three-eyed raven.
Okay.
I really appreciate Sam being like, y'all know what that means. Which was like, everyone should be Sam. What the fuck does that mean, three-eyed raven?
I don't know what that means. He's like, I'm here and in the past. And he's like, oh, okay, I guess that's what you want. You explained it like that. and then when he was, so what y'all think about the whole Rhaegar? I think Rhaegar was underwhelming. He's supposed to be a boss-looking dude with braids.
Isn't he the other one, the same character, like the same actor?
No, I wouldn't say. They had another same actor. He's taller and stuff. Okay. You're talking about the one that played Viserion.
Yes.
No, it's another guy. But Rhaegar supposed to be like a fly dude, no homo. He's supposed to be a fly dude. He had two ponytails and stuff, though. You know, he be having his stuff tied up like dudes that have dreads and stuff. They'll be tying their dreads up in different ways. That's how he was kind of flipping it. And this dude just sitting out there all skinny like me. You know, like, and he's supposed to be a dope swordsman, like, so that gives me hope that I was be a good swordsman back then, if that's what's happening.
That's how their body.
Yeah, you know, cause I wouldn't say he's big as Robert Baratheon, but I was thinking that he was a nice sized dude though, like Scott would be like Robert Baratheon. I think it would be somewhere in between our size that Rhaegar would be. It wouldn't be me. Yeah, I'm supposed to get my ass whipped by him. Yeah, I ain't supposed to go to trot against him.
See, I was always Team Robert, so I ain't never put.
We got six emails about our argument, but like I've been harping on it. I get more and more. Robert started all this shit, man.
I don't want to hear that.
I know, but I'm just saying that, putting it out there for the record. So let's go to the predictions for next year.
Did we cover everything?
Yeah, we got everybody. Yeah, we got everybody. Predictions for next year.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I will say that I appreciate that Cersei did not just buy into this plan, because I think it definitely makes it more interesting for it to be sort of three separate battles going on. Because if it was just like humans against zombies,
That'd have been lame.
It's not.
And the Night King, unless he's going to start talking all of a sudden, like having summits.
Yeah.
I mean, I want y'all to meet me on this lake again. Meet me back at the old lake. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, so I appreciate that there, you know, are two, like, you know, at least three different or two different battles going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to make things interesting next season. Our favorites are not all going to make it. So, you know, if we got Sansa, Arya, Jon, Danny, Tyrion, I guess Jaime could be a favorite.
Yeah, Jaime.
Bran, Brienne, Tormund. You know, who do we, you know, Varys, Jorah.
But Varys, the red priestess already told Varys that he was going to die together. But they said, we're going to die. I'll meet you again. We're going to die together.
Let's just say out of our top five, you know, saying Tyrion, Dany, Jon,
I think Arya, Jon is going to die. I think Jon is going to die. We're going to do this Christ thing. We're going to do this Christ thing. She's going to be pregnant. We're going to run it. He's Joseph, and he's the, you know, then you find out that the son is the one that is chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I say Cersei's is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to probably lose, we're going to lose the mountain. We're also going to lose the
mm-hmm.
hound.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tormund's dead now.
I don't think Tormund's dead. He's not dead because the actor was talking about it.
He got out, though. He got out.
Okay.
Because I think he went the long way. On the wall to the other side of the wall. He decided not to go down and went.
And there's no way that they would develop that character that much and mm-hmm. not show his death. They're not just going to make him disappear.
Jorah goes down mm-hmm. goes Jorah. I feel like I wanted Cersei to join the coalition. I want them, like, to take down Night King together. Everybody,
and then it'd be another battle.
Yeah, everybody take a breath and let's all look at each other. Like, those old Westerns.
That's not
interesting.
What do they call a Mexican shootout.
Yeah,
like, we got a Mexican shootout.
Yeah, we took care of the common enemy.
Let me get 5 days to get back to King's Landing. We meet back up at back at the Trident again.
Like
we gonna fight battle the Trident
like
again.
Those old school Nintendo games, those 4-player games. You know, everybody fight their own battle. The first person to finish,
and then at the end of the
back.
Game, no, yeah, and then in the game back. Where there's only one person can
exactly.
win.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that kind of rules. You know, so that's why.
So y'all think that Danny's gonna get pregnant?
I think so. Yeah.
Absolutely, I definitely see that happening. It's way too much talk about it for it not to happen.
So do y'all think that Tyrion's upsetness? Because there's a thing saying Tyrion's upsetness is the fact that he thinks that basically they're going to lose their edge, kind of like, because they're going to be in love instead of being tactical. That's why he was looking at it like, damn, man.
No,
like,
I think
love had the cat, though.
I think he is.
Because Tyrion's not no hater, though, either.
That's why I think he betrayed Danny, because John's not a sucker for love, cat. Like, John's lived his whole life having sex best, we think, 4 times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
at the max.
Exactly.
At the max. Like, we've been around 4
yeah,
times.
I don't think that he thinks they're going to stop being strategic, because no matter what, I mean, Danny been fucking all series, you know, different.
Danny ain't going no problem.
And her eye has always been on the prize. Yeah. Same thing with John. You know, even though he is an emotional, sensitive character, you know, he's still pretty, you know, solid in his whatever, his strategy.
Yeah.
And point of doing things. I think that Tyrion is concerned that the prophecy is not true and that the witch was not right about Dany not being able to bear children. And now she's in there having sex with, you know, somebody.
And now she's almost a liability because now she's pregnant. Now she's...
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with you because they actually make that statement. We all assume that Dany knew she was infertile. And he goes, well, hold up. A witch who you burned at the stake right after you raped and destroyed her village... She's probably not the most reliable source.
Yeah, going to situation. She killed your husband and she killed your child. Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then it can go back to maybe Tyrion being a Targaryen if she's pregnant and can't ride a dragon.
Yeah. I mean, this is probably not the best time for her to get pregnant.
I mean, she don't think she can.
Yeah, she like...
I mean, because like, but to your point, she has the fuck this entire time.
Yeah,
and
I got
pregnant.
She had a depo shot.
No, I think that Jon has some special...
Did that Targaryen come?
Yeah.
I mean, damn, these Targaryens, they got a hell of a thing, ain't it?
like we're going to go back and see the witch in the prophecy saying, like, you can't bear children unless it's with the Targaryen.
Oh, even before that, we need to go back. The John Connington character, which is Aegon. Mm-hmm. His name being named Aegon, like, his name is Aegon. Aegon is the most popular name in the Targaryen family.
Okay.
He would be Aegon the sixth, because Aegon the fifth technically is the child that got killed, Rhaegar's son that got killed by the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he'd be Aegon 6th or the 5th, depending on whatever way you look at it. But the Aegons are pretty, like, strong. Like, they have a book called Duck and Egg. Egg is Aegon. So basically, and then, the, you know, the maester, and this is the ill shit, though. So the maester that was all fucked up, remember he was talking about, like, Targaryens can't be out here all alone? Remember he was drunk and shit, though? Like, boy, he was, like, dying, and he was like, Targaryens can't be out there alone. He was, like, whispering. The Aegon that is the Mad King's father, that's his brother.
Okay.
And the only he was older than that brother, but the reason he just went to take the black and became a maester because his brother was more competent and everything. And his brother ended up dying in a house fire. So that's how the Mad King became the king earlier than he should have been.
Oh.
But the Mad King was good early, so he was on some Tommen shit. He was younger.
Okay.
And came into power early, and then. You know, the theory about Bran ended up being is the one that made him go crazy.
Okay.
Now, I can see that being more true than him being the Night King.
Yeah.
That yeah. Bran on some old shit like Hodor, he's the one that made the Mad King go mad by trying to stop his uncle and his grandfather from being killed.
Yeah, I could see that too. That makes more sense.
Because he was hearing whispers. And maybe it had been Bran. But Aegon, that name is like powerful.
Okay.
That's a powerful name. And in the books, John Connington says he's the original Aegon, and Varys is putting his money behind him. I'm not sure how that's supposed to wrap up in the books, because Varys is behind him. Varys is with him right now.
Okay.
Trying to get an army together to support him.
Okay. And so, that character is not someone that's like even based on in the series.
Maybe they combine him and Jon Snow because they gave him the name Aegon. Maybe that... Because they're saying some of the people are saying his name is not Aegon. It's like... Rhaegal or something like that, like the dragon's name.
Oh, okay.
In the books, supposedly that's going to be his name. So I don't know how that's going to go, but I'm interested to see how it's going to go with him being an Aegon and how that's going to affect the people of the North. Because then you may have a situation where they end up blowing through Winterfell because they don't trust Jon because he's a Targaryen. Or does Bran keep that to his vest because he know that nobody can know that? I'm going to tell you this shit on the low. Between me and you, John, don't say shit. Because you can fuck up stuff going on here with the North.
Yeah.
By them finding out you're a Targaryen.
I think he's going to keep it on the low because he didn't tell... we don't believe he told Sansa...
Nobody else knows, but Sam had a feeling anyway. Yeah, he had a feeling what was going on with it.
Do you see anybody revealing it to John? Or do you see...
Bran is.
Yeah, Bran's the only person who could.
Bran's
no, I mean like intentionally.
Only other person is...
do you see
there could be a situation
there's
where
there's a benefit to telling John this at this point in the game?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Brand doesn't seem to be bothered by sex and shit anyway. So the only way he would have an issue is if the ancestral thing became a problem. But I don't think
I don't see that though. I mean all the shit Winterfell. That's going on. All of a sudden, Brand will be like, "But y'all aunt and nephew."
Like, no, Brandon be like,
that happening.
I hope you're having fun fucking your aunt.
Yeah, he'll say something inappropriate.
Oh, like, that's my, yes, that's your aunt. Like, damn, okay. that's my aunt. But the only person I was wondering, and this person has been rumored to come back, and I wonder if they'd do a switcheroo and flip it back and be able to bring his daughter back, which was with Bran, is Howland Reed. He's only the person that knows, like, officially, he was there.
Yeah.
When everything went down, he rolling with Ned. So I wonder if
they showed him in this episode. Yeah.
So I wonder if there's a way. Howland Reed. He was with the.
They showed him in the flashback.
Flashback.
Oh. Because
he's the only person that survived that. Remember, he's the one that. Yeah. Remember, everybody gave Ned the props though, and Howland Reed's the one that killed Arthur Dayne and everything. So I'm just wondering if there's a way to bring back. What was her name? Yana or something like that?
Something like that.
But to bring her back, because Dad want to show up, and I heard Jon Snow's back, let him know what's up. Instead of being Bran on a flipperoo. So, everybody's dying, but let everybody get three people that don't die before we get out of here. Three people that's not going to die.
Dany, Tyrion, and Arya.
Damn, you think Sansa going to die?
I mean,
you only get three.
Yeah,
I'm
positive Arya's not going to die.
Yeah, okay.
Arya, Jaime, and Tyrion.
Damn. I'm going to go with Brienne, Danny, Tyrion.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with them three.
So Tyrion made everybody's list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what is the effect of really killing the dwarf though? I'm talking about if he gets killed on something else in the back end, then I'm talking about the White Walkers. They probably just walk right past him. Like this, he's not a benefit.
That's fucked up.
He's not a benefit to our
That's
band.
That's a really fucked up
thing. I'm gonna have to look at previous episodes, see if I see any midget whites walking around.
Night King is very strategic, though. He'd be like, man, I wanted these giants, but why am I gonna get?
Man, I'm looking at some those ninjas. Talk about infiltrating some shit. A bunch of little zombies. Nobody's looking for that shit. I'm saying this. Think about if you went to bed tonight, mm-hmm. and under your bed was five little people zombies. That was scary.
I had it happen to me. I was tripped off.
It would scare me if five little people non-zombies. Well, I tripped off
when I was in Italy for undergrad for my student exchange. I tripped off some LSD and I had that happen to me in my mind. That's a whole other story, though. It was three midgets, priests. Thank y'all for listening. People said, could we do like a 6-month recap? Talk about it again since it's gonna be a year off.
Yeah. We might have.
Yeah, we can do a 6-month thing. Yeah, do a 6-month thing.
We can talk about rumors that we can hear talk in about the
books.
They
get Raven time to read all the books.
Yeah. As soon as I get done with it.
Yeah, keep listening. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on. We appreciate it. And we will see y'all next, 6 months, potentially. 6 months. All right, peace.